Today's daf is daf ayin zayin, so let's just take it from the bottom of ayin vav amud beis, the gemara, the two lines up. Not sure why I didn't do this yesterday. I guess I didn't notice the Mishnah ended. But anyways, the Chachamim said that when it comes to Mumim Shebeseser, when it comes to something that was hidden, so that's something that he would not have known about a hidden Mum on her, so that those are grounds for him to divorce her if he finds them later on. So Amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman says, V'nichpe kimumim Shebeseser damim. What's nichpe? So Rashi writes on the top of Ayin Zayin, nichpe is choli shemimenu nofel aretz, some type of sickness, disease, illness that causes her to fall. V'yeshlo's man lavo, and it comes every so often. That's something that's hidden. Why? Or what's the qualification? Says the Gemara, V'hani mile de kevile's man, only if it comes at a set time. So somehow there's apparently this illness that every, let's say, once a month she'd fall to the floor. So she knew when this was coming, she would hide out, and no one would know about this mum. It would be considered mum shebeseser. I have a low kvi lezman. What
is it? Do you know when it comes?
No, I'm not familiar with this type of illness. But if it's if this type of illness comes at a set time,
my mother.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So if it comes, let's say some of them had a set time when they would come. Let's say the fifth of the month. And so they knew to anticipate it, so they would hide so nobody would see this. That would be considered a mum shebeseser. If it was something that was no set time, it came randomly, so then that would be something she couldn't hide, and that would be a mum shebegalut. Okay, Zuck the commission now. Ha'isha nolda bo mumim. Let's say now from the man's perspective. Up until now, we've been speaking about if she has mumim. Let's say he has mumim. So if it's something that shenolda bo, that has been developed on him after being married, ein kofenoso lahotzi, we do not force him to divorce her. She has to stay married even if he has developed a mum. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, b'mer devar mumim. When is this true that they have to stay married? B'mumim haktanim. A small, a minor type of mumim. The Gemara will explain an example. Aba mumim hagadolim, large type of mumim, big mumim, kofenoso lahotzi, something that she can't handle, something that developed later on, that we force him to divorce her. Says the Gemara of Yehuda, tani noldu, so it's only if they were developed later on. And Rav Tana, Chechir bar Rav tani hoyu, if he always had, when they got married, he always had the mumim. So that's the discussion. Again, according to the first opinion, is noldu only if he later on developed them. The second opinion is if he had them. So man them are noldu, the one who understands the Mishnah, that if he had developed them now, then kolshkein hayu. So even though he developed them now, Tanakhama says, still she has to stay married to him. And certainly if he always had them from before they had married and she was aware of it, certainly then they have to stay married. The kasavra, the kibla, she was aware of it because he always had these mumim and she accepted it. She was mochel and was willing to get married. But man damar hayu, the one who says the situation in the Mishnah is when he always had them and that's when we do not force him to divorce her. But what we could deduce from that is, noldu, if he had developed them after being married, then lo, meaning we are allowed to force him, we make him divorce her if she can't handle them anymore, because these are newly developed mumim. The Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah, Tanan, Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Bamed Dvam Ramurim, when is this true that we don't force him to divorce her, Bimumim Katanim, by minor mumim, Ababa Mumim Gedolim, bigger mumim, Kofano So Lahotzi, then we do force him to divorce her. Bishlama, this all makes sense, Leman Damar Noldu, it only makes sense the ones who had developed the mumim later on after being married. Hainu Deshaini Bain Gedolim Katanim, then there's room to distinguish whether it's a big mumim that has developed on him or a smaller mumim. Elman Damar Hayu, if it was talking about mumim that he had always had, even before they had married, Malik Dol Malik Tanim, who cares if it's a big mum, who cares if it's a small mum, Hosavra Vekibla, she was aware of the mum when she had gotten married, and she was mochel, so who cares if it's a big mum or a small mum, there's no reason to be mechalik. The Gemara says there is room to be mechalik, Kisavura Hishiachol Lakabel, Ve'ach Shavein Yichol Lakabel. When she initially got married, she said, this is a mum I can handle living with. And only later on did she realize that she's not able to handle this. So that's when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's only if it's a big mum is something we could say, okay, you weren't able, you thought you could handle it, but you can't. If it's a minor mum, then we're not going to say she changed her mind. That's something she has to stay with the rest of her life. Said the Gemara now, Ve'ilu hein mumim gedolim. Sorry, we're going so fast. It's a short day and a lot to do. Nice tan, by the way. Says the Gemara, Veiluhein Mumim Agdolim, these are considered the Mumim Gedolim. Pirish Shumung Amalil, what are examples of large Mumim, around 10 lines down in Ein Zayin? Kigon Nismes Eino, if he becomes blind, Nikta Yodo Nishpura Raglo. These are Mumim Gedolim. He becomes blind in one of his eyes, his hand gets cut off, or he breaks a leg. Says the Gemara, Itmar Rabbi Abba Bar Yaakov Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha K'Rav Ben Shimon Ben Gamliel. That's how we paskin. I guess with respect to the Mishnah, probably he's going back on. Not in terms of the examples. I don't think anyone argues on those. But with respect to the Mishnah, that he says there's a difference between a mum katanim versus a mum gadolim, we paskin like him. Rav Amar Rav Nachman Halacha K'Divrei Chachamim. Not true. We paskin like the Tanakama, that we always force him, even by mum katanim, we would
kufin.
Force him. What?
No, en kufin lo tziutu.
You're right, I'm sorry. Ein Kofin, very good. That we do not force him at all. Even by Mumin Gedolim, we don't force him to divorce her. Says the Gemara, has we really passed him like the Chachamim? Will me Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? V'ha Amar Rava bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'chol makom sheshina Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. Wherever Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel is taught, b'mishnah seinu in the Mishnah, halacha kimos. We always pass him like him over anybody else. Chutz mi'ari v'tzidin v'riach rona. Which are three examples. Rashi doesn't even explain them. He refers to where to find them in the Shas. But these are three examples where we do not pass him like Rashbag. But every other case, we pass him like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamaliel. So how could Rabbi Yochanan here say we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? This is not one of the three exceptions. So says the Gemara, Amarai Ninu Valiba de Rabbi Yochanan. There's a machlokas Amarayim to what Rabbi Yochanan's position was. So one position is that he holds like Rabbi Rashbag all over Shas except for three, in which case, in this case, he would pass like Rashbag. And yet there's another Amara who thought Rabbi Yochanan thought in this case he would pass in against Rashbag. Okay. There's a good number of them. A good number, but I wouldn't call top. I only top five, but who knows? Says the Mishnah, the new Mishnah. Ve'elu shekofen oso lahotzi. The following are examples that we can force him to divorce her. Mukashchin, somebody who is covered in boils. Habal polyphus, which the Gemara is going to explain.
Is it same Tanakama?
This is who's speaking.
Because he said before, you don't.
Right.
Give him get, and now
very good.
This you do.
Very good. So I imagine this would be the Tanakama would be moded by these cases. It's a very good question. Yeah. So apparently the Rishonim, many of the Rishonim say, including Tosas Rid and the Rashba and the Ran, say that the Chachamim who argue on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, they would agree in these extreme cases of real extreme mumim, even in these cases they would agree. The first Mishnah by Mum Gedolim, which was a person getting a blind eye or losing hand, those there are not grounds. But this Mukashchin and the other examples are much greater. And even in this case, they'll agree.
Is it the same Tanakama?
Yes.
It is the same Tanakama.
Yeah. So again, what are the examples that the Tanakama continues to say? One, we could force the husband to divorce her. If it's a Mukashchin, he's full of boils. Baal Polyphus, the Gemara will explain, Hamakamet, Hamatzarif, Nechoshes, all these things are different professions. The Gemara is going to explain what they are. Habursi, Bein Shayu Adchel Nisu, Bein Shemishinisu. Whether or not he had had this job ready before, these mumim before he got married, or even if they developed after he got married, Bein Shemishinisu Noldu, even if they developed after he got married or became this new job after he got married, either of these cases, the Akula on Amar Rabbi Meir, on all these cases, Rabbi Meir explained, even though they made a stipulation when they got married, that just be aware that I'm a leather tanner and I'm going to smell bad. Despite that fact, says Rabbi Meir, Yichola Hisha Tomar, she could still say, Savura Haisi Shani Yichola Lekabel. I thought when we got married initially, I was able to handle all this bad smell and all the other mumim. But now I can't handle it anymore. So even if there was this mum always existed, it could still be grounds for forcing him to divorce her. Comes along Chachamim Omrim, Mikabel Si Al Karcha, Chos Mimukashchin. No, not true. We force her to endure all these types of mumim, except for Mukashchin, Bipnei Shimimakaso, because it, Rashi explained, what does that mean? Lashon Hemek Bisaro, because it tears his skin. It's something that's really, really extreme, and this is something we cannot force her. But the other cases of being a leather tanner or whatnot, that's something that we do force her to stay married to him. Ma'ase b'tzidon, there's once a story in Tzidon b'bursi echad, with one leather tanner. Shemesi died, v'haya lo ach bursi, his brother was also a leather tanner. Amru chachamim, yechola hi shetomar l'achicha ha'isi yechola l'kabel, v'lucha eini yechola l'kabel. So one would think they would have to do yibum, because the brother has the same exact profession as the deceased brother. And she was able to marry the brother, so certainly the lie brother she should also. And says the chachamim, no, she could say, him, I like him much better, I could handle him being a leather tanner. His positive attributes were able to override his profession. But this guy, this brother, I don't like so much, so I'm not willing to marry and endure the bad smell of being a leather tanner. The Gemara says, now, my Baal Polifus. What exactly is this description of Baal Polifus? Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Reach HaChotem. When there's a smell that's emitted from the nose. B'masni Satana, Reach HaPet. No, it's bad smell from the mouth. Rav Asi Masni Ipcha, he taught the opposite, that Shmuel really said the bad mouth, the bad breath, and it was the Masnisin which taught the bad smell from the nose. Umarech basimana, he placed a simon and a monarch to remember who said what. Shmuel pasuk pume mikula pirkin. Shmuel never stopped learning from the entire parak. So the lashon of Shmuel and pume, his mouth, that's supposed to remind us that Shmuel is the one who said that the definition of Baal Polifus is a bad breath from the pet. Hamakamet says the Gemara, what's a Mekamet? One of the other psulim, the mumim. My Mekamet asks the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Zeh Hamakamet, so ask Klovim. Somebody who would clean up a dog excrement. So Macy, the Gemara asks, Mekamets Zebursi. We have another Bryce that tells us that Mekamets is one is a Bursi, which is a leather tanner. Ulatamech, according to this very reasoning, Tikshlech HaMasnitzin, ask from our mission itself, HaMekamets HaMetzarif Nechoshes VaBursi Mi. So the Bryce itself is a steer with our Mishnah, because the Bryce we just quoted equates Mekamets and Bursi. Our Mishnah says they're two different things, one to Mekamets and one to Bursi, the two independent professions. So the Gemara explains, Bishlam Masis, in our Mishnah, you could easily get out of Lo Kasher Kan Bebursi Gadol Kan Bebursi Katan. One, he's a larger, he produces much more leather, one produces much less leather. That's the difference between a Mekamets and a Bursi. Which, as Rashi explained? Rashi doesn't explain which one's which. But one of them's, how much a Mekamets says, is a big, he has a lot of leather to tan, and the other one is a much smaller amount of leather to tan. Eler of Yehuda, Kasha, but according to Yehuda, who explains Mekamet is Soas Kalavim, is completely different.
Is
yeah?
Okay.
So, according to Yehuda, Kasha, because he explains Mekamet has nothing to do with leather, it has to do with Mekamet Soas Kalavim, nothing to do with leather. So, Gemara explains Tanai, it's really Machlokas Tanai. I mean, the initial question was, how could Rav Yehuda, who's an Amora, argue on the Mishnah, which defines Mekamet as a Bursi? The Gemara says, no, Rav Yehuda has a support from a Tana as well. Desani, the Brisa tells us, Mekamet is a Bursi, v'yeshomim zeh ha-mekamet tzoas klavim. In the end of the day, there's Machlokas Tanai, how to define Mekamet. Is it one who collects, who gathers dog excrement, or is it one who tans leather? Then the Gemara says, "Hametzarif nechoshes v'abursi." What are these professions? My metzarif nechoshes, literally metzarif nechoshes, I think means to join together, to meld nechoshes bronze, right, or copper maybe. So Rav Ashi Amar Chashli Dodi.
Dodi.
So Rashi explains Chashli Dodi is mechashlin umiradin nechoshes v'osim menu yoros umasriachu. The guy is busy burning and melding and shaping copper into these big vats, and it's something that causes him to smell. Rabba Barchana Amar Zeha Mechatech Nechoshes Mikaro. Someone who's chiseling out the copper, he's mining the copper, I guess, which also comes with it the bad smell. Tani Kavasi di Rabba Barchana Ezu Mitzarif Zeha Mechatech Nechoshes Mikaro. And there's a Bryce that supports his last position that a Mitzarif is one who cuts and mines the copper from the initial source. Amar Rav. Rav says now, new point. Ha'omer einu zan veinu mefarnes yotze v'itein ksuva. One who says, I'm not going to feed you, talking to his wife, I'm not going to support you, we force him to divorce her and give a ksuva. So Azal Rabbi Elazar Amar l'shmaisa kamei d'shmul. He said this sugya, he said this halacha in the name of Rav, in front of Shmuel. Remember, Rav and Shmuel were contemporaries. So he says this over to Shmuel. Amar achzua sari l'lazar. Shmuel's response is, feed him barley. Now, barley was something that wasn't typically eaten by man. Even Rashi explains, achzuya is a lashon of, whenever it's something that's inedible to man, they use the lashon of kose. So feed him barley. I mean, he wasn't so into it. Acha kofano sulahotzi yichve lazun. Why are you forcing the husband to divorce her? Just force him to feed her and let them stay married together. But Rav's position was, "Ain adam medar im nachash bekvifa." You're not going to force him to live with each other if not getting along with each other. He doesn't want to feed her, so we whip him and we force him to feed her anyways. So they're not going to have a good relationship. So better for them to be separate than to live together with Be'eva. Kisalek Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera, when he left from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechal Rabbi Binyamin bar Yefes the Yosef, he saw that he was sitting down, Rabbi Binyamin was sitting down, V'kamer Rabbi Shmei, the Rabbi Yochan, was saying over the following halacha, Armalei, I guess this halacha of, I guess it's in the same statement above, but quoting Rabbi Yochan it sounds like, so Armalei, Alda, Achsus Arin Lalaza Bebabel. Rabbi Zera says, this statement which you're quoting from Rabbi Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, back in Babel, where Rabbi Zera just came from, back in Babel we said, for saying such halacha, we fed barley to Elazar, meaning we don't like, we don't agree with that statement. So you two here in Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't agree with this statement. Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Rav, Asi, Ein Masin Ela Lepsulos. Masin, lashon of forcing, I think, right? Did Rashi say that? Yeah, Ein Kofen Lahotzi. We do not force someone to divorce elal psulos unless there's a psul. I guess the point being, but if it's because, you know, one's refusing to feed his wife, that's not grounds for forcing to divorce. But only if there's a psul, which I guess means znus or maybe even mumim, perhaps. Let's see. Gemara is about to explain. Kamrisa kame de Shmuel. When they said this in front of Shmuel, Amar, he says, what are examples? Kigon alman lekoin gadol, where it's possible for them to stay married to each other. V'grush v'chalutz lekoin hadyot, mamzer for nesin li Yisrael, or bas Yisrael nesin lemamzer. Any of these examples, that's when we could force them to divorce each other when there's a possible marriage. Aval nasa isha v'shal ima esoshanim. But let's say a man marries a woman and they wait 10 years lo yalda and they have no children, ain kofno. So we do not force him to divorce her. We let him stay married, even though he's a mitzvah puravu and to try to have children. We do not force in such an instance. But comes along with Tachlifa bar Avimi Amar Shmuel Afilu Nasa Isha V'Shaima Esar Yamashanim Vlo Yalda Kofenoso. But in a situation, no, he disagrees that if they are married for 10 years and they do not have children, we do force him to get divorced to make sure he finds another wife to be mekayin the mitzvah puravu. Tana in the Mishnah says they quote why from the Mishnah. Yeah,
he can marry another wife. Why need to divorce this one?
Interesting, this is before Tachanas Rabbeinu Gershom. It's a good question, I'm not sure. Good question. I don't know. It seems like there's a discussion in the Rishonim to your question. But I'm not getting any answers on the bottom here. Okay, let's keep going though, because we are running out of time. What time is it? 6:20, okay. Says the Gemara, Tanan, the quote from the Mishnah. These are examples of individuals that we force to divorce his wife. Bishma Ravasi, this makes sense to Ravasi. Dirabanan Katani, Diraisla Katani. So according to Ravasi, Ravasi says there are other examples that we could force them to divorce, like if they're married to Psulim. So why does the Mishnah leave out these Psulim? So the difference is because our Mishnah only listed in Dirabanan, Mukashchin and other things and professions. The Dirais is the Mishnah didn't list. Those were obvious, I guess. According to him, who thinks is another example, listening Nasa Isha Visha Ima Esashanim Velo Yada, Kofen Oso, teach that case, because that's not Din Daraisa. That's a Chachamim said we could force him to divorce her. So that should have been on the list in the Mishnah of other examples of Dirabanans forcing them to get divorced. So Amar of Nachman Lokasha, this is not a problem. Habimili Habishuti. Now the difference is, in the case of the Mishnah, our very serious mumim, that we force him to divorce us to the point where we start using a shuti, we hit him with a stick and whack him and smack him. The case of a person married to a woman without having children for 10 years, that we don't force them b'shuti, rather only b'mili. We try to discourage them from staying married. We encourage a divorce here.
I think the opposite.
Yeah?
All the examples are professionals. And this is mama, she know mum. No, she cannot bring
yeah, but it's not that. But at least when they're married, they could stay married with each other. They could handle their relationship might be good.
No, but it's interesting. But they call it mum to begin with. It's not a mum. he is a bit professional.
Yeah, but the relationship's not going to be a good one. If he smells so much and she can't handle it, so we can't force her to stay in this marriage.
I understand, but is it a mum? A mum, it's a gan baguf.
Okay, so, it's in terms of how to call it, I hear that. But it's still, to me, and that's what the Gemara says, it makes more sense to force with a stick when it comes to the one that she can handle staying married to such an individual, as opposed to a situation where they just can't have children, we can't force b'shute. The Gemara says, "B'maskiv la Rabbi Abba, b'dvarim lo yisur avet." The quote of Pasuka, it seems to explain that words is not considered forcing. If you try to encourage someone the words to a divorce, that's not considered forcing. That's having a conversation, and it's giving some advice. That's not considered forcing. So back to square one, how come it's not on the list of the situation that you could force? It sounds like you are allowed to force them to get divorced if they don't have children for 10 years. You can force them b'shuti, with a stick. So what's the difference? Why was it left off the Mishnah? Ela Amar Rav Asi, Ela Amar Rabbi Abba, ha v'ha b'shuti. Both situations are a case where you're forcing them, you're hitting a mamish with a stick. So what's the difference? Why was it left off the Mishnah? Hasam over there, ki amra havina bade shafkin ale. When it comes to the situation where they're married and he's married to Mukashchin, so there she could say, okay, I'm willing to be mocha, I'm willing to stay married, even though he's a Mukashchin, even though he has a profession which I'm not so fond of, he's allowed to stay married. But hacha, here the case is, afagav da amra havina bade lo shafkin ale. But in the situation where there's no children, then even though she may want to stay, it's not up to her. There still is a mitzvah puruvu, and therefore we have to force him to get the divorce so he could mekayim the mitzvah puruvu. So Gemara says, wait a second. Farei muka shchin da afagav da amra havina bade lo shafkin ale. But the Mishnah, is it really true that the Mishnah is a situation where if she says, I'm willing to stay married, we let them stay married? But Mukashchin is not that case. Mukashchin is on the list of the Mishnah. Yet, even if she says, I want to stay married, we don't let them stay married, the Tanan, because the Mishnah tells us, Chutz mi Mukashchin mipnei shemamakaso. Mukashchin is an example. We do not let them stay married, even if she wants to stay married. V'katani hasam, ki amra darina bahadei bisadi, shafkin Allah. So the situation is, if she says, I'm willing to stay married, if there are Edim who observe us to make sure there's no Tashmish, I think that's what the Gemara is saying.
Yeah.
So then we let them stay married because they're Edim. But here, even if she says that they're going to be witnesses, it doesn't make a difference because he still has the obligation of Puruvu, and that's why we force them, in this case, even if she is Mochel on the matters. Okay, interesting Gemara, which we had time to explain further, but we have a lot to do still, and we're going to need a lot of help from David's Hebrew art school. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, Sachli Zokin Echad Me'anshi Yushalayim, one of the elders of Anshi Yushalayim, Me'esim V'arba Mukashchin, there are apparently 24 types of Mukashchins. V'chulun Amru Hachamim Tashmish Kashalahem, and all them, the Cham described as being Tashmish being very difficult for them because they have the skin, some situation on the skin, it makes it very uncomfortable for them. Ubali Ra'asan Kashamikulun, this particular type of Shchin, Mukashchin, is the worst. Mimai, so where does this Mukashchin, where does it develop from? The Tanya, Hekiz Dam V'shimish Havin Le'banim V'sikin. The person is Makiz Dam, he is bloodletting, some type of medication, some type of healing process that they used back then, and then immediately afterwards has Tashmish Amita, then he has children who are V'sikin. They explain what V'sikin are exactly, Chalashim, very weak. I guess that could develop into maybe Mukashchin. Hikizu Shneim, let's say both the mother and the father, the husband and wife, both have, and then the Hakazaz Dam, Venem Shimshu, then they both have Tashmish, then they have Tashmish with each other, Harvin Le Banim Bali Rasan. Then they have children who are Bali Rasan, which Rashi explains is Sherech Yeshla B'mocho. Apparently there's a bug in the brain or something.
Like vampires.
Vampires, yeah?
And each other.
No, not that they're eating each other, but they would like draw blood from each other. Now they would drink the blood.
Maybe they did.
It could be. So the Gemara says further, Amar Rapapa says, Lo Amrin El Dilo Tamidi. The only time that this happens after Kazaz Dam and then Tashmish,
Taim,
does it.
You see? Taim.
Yes. Yeah. So after, the only time we say that Hakazaz Dam followed by Tashmish will result in these weak children is only a situation where they did not taste anything, they didn't eat anything. But if they tasted something afterwards, which they would get strong from, then they would not have weak children. After person,
if they will eat the blood.
Okay. You must be reading books about vampires, or maybe seeing movies about vampires.
No, I hate those movies.
Okay. Says the Gemara, my simana, what is the sign or what's the mnemonic here?
Yeah. My simana machala.
What are the indicators that they have such a sickness, such an illness? Dalfin Eina, where the eyes are droopy, I guess. Vidaiva Nichireha.
Blood coming out from the nose.
Okay, blood from the nose. Vishlay Rire Mipume, and they have saliva coming from their mouth. Virami Didvi Ulayu.
And flies are going around you.
Okay. So my asusa, what's the solution? What's the remedy for this? Amarbai Pile, which is some type of grass.
Mint.
Oh, okay. Vilona. Yeah, what's
that? Type of grass.
Okay. Girda da guza. Some type of a walnut shell. The girda da ashba, the shell of from the skin or something. Kalil malka. Is chavetzelis, what's that, a mat?
No, it's a type of flower.
Flower, okay. A chavetzelis asharon. Umischala de dikla, sumka, the protective covering of a certain type of date, it seems. Vishalik la b'hadadi hadadi, you cook all these items and herbs together. Umaalei le besa de shishi, bring it into a house of marble, yeah. Vilo, ika besa de shisha, if you don't, is that marble, right?
Yeah.
If you don't have a marble house, maalei le besa, you bring it to a house to shove livne varichi, where there are types of bricks, full bricks, half bricks, I think. Benato tlas mea kase areisha. You take 300, what's kase? Coverings on the head?
Cups.
300 cups on the head. Ad de rafa arisa de moche, until the ground becomes soft.
Is the skull.
Until the skull becomes to soften.
Yeah.
And the kari lemoche, and it starts to tear open the skull.
They make a surgery.
Open brain. I guess so, right? And maisi arba tarfe da asa, then they bring four, stems of hadasim. Umarle kochad kara, and they lower each one.
These food.
Okay, and each one of these stems.
And they put the
most of chad v'shaka b'tzavsa, and they take place one and take b'tzavsa, place it in like a pan. The kalilei, what's called it, to cook it.
Yeah.
To cook it, di'i lo hadar elayu.
I don't know what's
fine. Whenever Kala talks about medicine, it's very hard.
I think the lo hadar elayu is a new thing, though.
Yeah, I have a period after mine. I'm not so sure.
No, it will come back if they won't do such a
thing. If you don't do Zokaha. Okay. So, Machris of Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan made the following announcement. His hero, Mizvuve Shel Bali Rosin. Stay away from the bugs of these Bali Rosin who have the flies running around their head. Rabbi Zeira Lo Hava Yosef Bezika. He will not sit in the wind. Yeah, that's what it means? And Rabbi Elazar Lo Ayla Bahale wouldn't go in the same tent as these bugs. And Rabbi Amiv, Rabbi Asi, lo hava achli mi bei dehum mivo. They would not eat from the eggs of that shadow.
It came from that place.
Okay.
But he's there. He's gone.
Rabbi Shimon Levi michrach behu would wrap them va'asik b'torah. Would wrap what?
He would stick to them. I am the begba in va'asik b'torah.
Interesting. He would actually go out of the way to sit near them, yeah. Cling to them, and learn Torah. Va'amar Ayeles ahavim v'yales chen. Im chen male al lomdea agune lo migne.
If chen is coming to the one that studies,
So you use it to protect it, just to show how Torah protects, I guess. Ki ava shachiv, when Rabbi Shimon Levi died, amule, they said to Malcham Aves, zil avule re'useha. So they said to him,
go do whatever you want.
To who?
Lech ta'aseh lo kol ma shu rotze, who is lo?
So Basin Shamala says to Malcham Aves, do what you please with Rabbi Shimon Levi. Azel eschazi le, so the Malcham Aves went and appeared to Rabbi Shimon Levi. So Amalei, Rabbi Levi, Yeshua ben Levi says to him, v'achvi li duchtai, show me my place. So Amalei, so he says to him, l'chai, you should be for life. So, Amalei, Havli Sakinach. So, give me a knife. And, Dilma Mivasisli, Borcha. Because you might scare me along the way. Yahiv Nehele. So apparently he gave the knife, the sword.
Right. He wasn't something to life. Right
there. So Rishuma Levi got the sword of the Malach HaMavos and was now therefore protected. And they say, based on this Gemara, Rishuma Levi never actually died. He didn't die. Him and Eliyahu Navi were the only two that we're aware of, at least, that never died.
Was he saying to give it to me to protect himself, or give it to me so you don't have it, and as you can't kill me with it?
And if probably so you can't kill me with it. You have no weapon anymore. That means you couldn't kill anybody then. Unless each person had their own weapon. He had one weapon per person. Mm. So then the Gemara says, Kimata.
It's the same weapon.
What?
It's the same sword.
But Shimon Levi took it away, so now he can't kill anybody. Anyone. So Kimata Lahasam, when Rabbi Shimon Levi apparently arrived to Gan Eden, Dalia Kamachile. So the Malach HaMavos, he got up and showed him his place. Showed Rabbi Shimon Levi his place in Gan Eden. Shavar, apparently he jumped, Nafalahu Gisa, jumped to that the other side into Gan Eden. Nokta, the Bekarne de Glima. So the Malach HaMavos held on to the Beged of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Amalei, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Bishuasa Dlasina, I'm making a shua that I will not leave from here, I'm staying here. So Amar Kutchabrichu Ida Ishal Ashuasa, if he made a shua and it will be undone, Nihadar, you could be chosen the tshuva. It means Kadosh Baruch Hu will undo the tshuva. Vilo, if you don't want to be, lo nadar, you don't have to be chosen on it. Meaning you could keep the shua and just stay here. Amar Lei Malach HaMavos says to Rabbi Shimon Levi, Havli Sakina, give me my sword back. He wouldn't give it back to him. Nafka Baskal, Baskal came out, and Amr Le, they said to Bishum Levi, Hav Nele, go give it to him, because he needs to go kill people. So he had one sword. So Machas Eliyahu, Eliyahu says, it made an announcement, Kameh, in front of Bishum Levi, Panu Makom Levar Leva, make room for Bar Leva, Ben Levi, Bishum Levi, Panu Makom Levar Levi, go make room for him. So Azil, Rabbi Shimon Levi, went, Ve'ashkecha, he found Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Dehavi Yosef Atlas Esar Tichti Pisa. He was sitting on 13 chairs that are made of gold. Amar Levi, Rabbi Shimon Levi, ben Yochai rather, says to Rabbi Shimon Levi, Atu Bar Levi, are you the famous Bar Levi? Amar Lo, he says, Hein, that's me. So Nirasa Keshes B'Yamecha, have you ever seen a rainbow in your lifetime? Amar Levi, Hein, I did. Im Kain, if that's the case, Iata Bar Levi, you can't be Bar Levi. Because since you saw a rainbow, whatever that means, we know we're not supposed to stare at rainbows. So Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Shoshvino Hava. Rabbi Chanina was a good friend of the Malach HaMavos, apparently. When it was time for Rabbi Chanina.
It said that Keshet is a sign that the Kadosh Baruch Hu won't destroy. And if there's a tzaddik, there's nothing for Keshet. So if you saw a Keshet, you know the tzaddik.
Uh-huh, okay.
Did I skip above here?
Oh, yeah, I think I did right. Below here, not true. Not true. De lo have midi ella savar lo achzik tivus lenafshe. He didn't see it.
Yeah.
He didn't want to show off. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa shoshvino have. He was a good friend of the Malach HaMavos. Ki avakad nichin afshe. When it was time for Rabbi Chanina to die, Amrilei based in Shemala says to the Malach HaMavos, Zil of Avrilei Reusa, go ahead and do the ratzon of Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. Also, Lagabe v'ischazi lei, the Malach HaMavos appeared to Rabbi Chanina. Amar lei, he says to Rabbi Chanina, says to the Malach HaMavos, Shav ki tlasin yom adin hada tamudai. Give me 30 days, this way I can chazer my learning. Damrei asher misha balakan v'samudu biyodo, Shavke, he let him do. Because the person, praiseworthy he, who has his Torah prepared before he enters the world above. So he gave him 30 days to prepare. Lavasa tlasin yomim, after 30 days has passed, Ozil, the Malach HaMavos went, Vizchazile reappeared to Rabbi Chanina. Amar Lei, Rabbi Chanina says to the Malach HaMavos, V'achi li duchtai. Now show me my place in Gan Eden. Amar Lei, L'chai, to life. So Amar Lei, Havli sakinach. So give me your knife. Dilma mivasi li baruch. Maybe you're going to kill me along the way and scare me. Amar Lei, ki chavrach. Just like your friend Rabbi Shimon Levi you are. Bais l'mevili. You wanted to do to me. Amar Lei, I see Sefer Torah v'chazi. So bring me a Sefer Torah. Miika mida dechsib bei dulo kiyamta. Is there something in the Torah that I didn't keep? Amalei mi karta bibali harasan viaskla b'Torah. Were you ever engaged? Were you ever cling to these mukashchin and learned in the Torah like your friend Rabbi Shimon Levi did? And therefore, you're not going to be zoche to the same portion or even at all in Gan Eden, it seems, from here, since you were not osig in that particular inyan. Vafil hachi, despite that fact, Kinach Nafshe, when he died, Afsikle Amuda Denura Ben Didei La'alma, there was this great fire that shot up between the world and himself, Ugmiri, and there's a Mesorah, Delo Mafsik Amuda Denura, that this fire does not stop el lechad bedara o lishrein bedara, only to one or two people in the generation. I'm not sure what this fire exactly is. So karv legabe. So Rabbi Alexandria came close to the meat of the coffin of Rabbi Chanina. Vamar, he said, "Ase b'shvil kod kvod chachamim l'ashkach." He says, "Do so for the remove this fire, I guess, that's separating between you and the rest of the people. Do it for the kvod chachamim, that we're not zocha to this. You're making us all look bad, it seems." L'ashkach, Rabbi Chanina didn't listen to it, and this pillar of fire remained. Asa b'shvil. Do this for the sake of your father, and still he didn't listen. Also, do this for the honor of yourself, so we could come close to you, miosik in the kvura and the hesped, and then istalik. And for that reason, was reasons for him to end the pillar of fire. Amr Abaye says, lafuki miman delo kayim. What's that saying here?
This fire.
I guess to show that he was special, that nobody else was able to mekayim the Torah as well as he was. It's trying to distinguish him from others. I guess Amar Le Rav Adar Bar Masna, Lafuke Mima Delo Yisle Mak Leigra. It's going to exclude those who did not place a fence around their roof that were supposed to. Vlohi not true. Mehava Hava. Abaye apparently had a fence around his roof. V'ahi shaita hu deshad dezike, but only in that moment the wind had blown off the fence and it fell.
He fell.
Abaye fell.
Ela shebuta shehipil oto haruach.
Aha. Okay. So what's the relevance of this right now? It only happened for Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa. But when Abaye died, Abaye did not get the fire. Why not? Either because he wasn't not Mekayim as much as Rabbi Chanina, or he because he didn't keep the fence. But what do you mean? He did have a fence around the roof. No, because when he died, the moment he died, the fence had fallen off. The wind had blown off the fence, and then he had died. So therefore, he wasn't zocha to this fire. So finally, the parak concludes. Amr b'chanina mipnei ma ein bali harason bebavel. Why don't they have these types of mukashrin in bavel? Mipnei sheochen tardini, this type of food. V'shosun sheicha shehizmi, they drink this type of beer. Amr b'yochanan, it apparently protects from this illness. Amr b'yochanan mipnei ma ein mitzarayin bebavel. Why they don't mitzarayin anymore? Mipnei sheochen tardin v'shosun sheicha rochs mipnei pras, by eating the certain foods, drinking the certain types of beers, and bathing in the pras, it protects them from all this. Hajin Allah Hamadis Ishto, a guten chodesh.
A guten chodesh koyach. Did anybody get locked out downstairs?